Many Czechs in Australia will be familiar with the voice of Filip Kolbeck. This is because for many years he presented special Czech broadcasting produced by the country's SBS radio, aimed at Czech expats living in the country. Now, more than 40 years after its launch, the service has been discontinued. I met with Mr. Kolbeck, who has recently returned to the Czech Republic, to discuss the Czech broadcasting as well as the reasons behind its closure.
So SBS was established in 1975 as a special broadcasting service for speakers that didn't speak English that well. So it became the biggest or the largest multi-language broadcasting in the world. In 2016, we had 74 languages. So it's really huge. Now it's just 67 languages. And the Czech program was pretty old among of all of the languages. So it was for the Czech community, which was pretty big at that time. So we had people who came from Czechoslovakia in 1948 and 1968. So these two waves were the largest for the Czech community.
Unfortunately, the Czech program has recently been suspended. What are the reasons behind this decision?
What I know is that the Czech community is not that big now, because Australia is growing very fast. It's around 150,000 people a year who are heading to Australia. And another thing is that the English proficiency in the Czech community is pretty good. So there was very little reason to continue the Czech broadcasting. This is the main reason.
So it doesn't mean that the second or third generation of Czech expats would not be interested in news from their parents' or grandparents' homeland?
They probably are, but you have to think about budgeting and you need to allocate the funds somehow. And there are probably communities that need broadcasting in their language more.
Will there be some sort of replacement of this service for the Czech community?
At this moment, I can't really tell. What I can say is that we have a Slovak program as well. So if people are interested, they can tune the Slovak program and listen to that. But other than that, maybe next census, which is the period when they do so-called review of the radio schedule, so maybe next time it's coming in 3 or 4 years.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the Czech community in Australia? In which towns or cities is it concentrated?
The biggest Czech community is in Sydney. I can't tell you the numbers, but it is in thousands. And the Czech Ministry of States says that we have 30,000 to 40,000 Czech speakers or Czech people in Australia. And the second largest is in Melbourne. But we have more people. We have people in Cairns, in Perth and Adelaide and other cities as well.
And how have you yourself come to live in Australia?
Because I like adventure and I like English. And one day I just thought it would be really nice to go to Australia to improve my English and to learn new skills. So I just went. Yeah.
And how did you actually become a presenter for Czech radio program in Australia?
It's actually a longer story, because when I was at high school, we broadcast a kind of pirate broadcasting called Radio Platypus. It was with my brother, David, who created a transmitter for this. And he's actually a radio person as well. So this was kind of start of my radio career. But I studied journalism. And I also really love camera. I didn't really study any camera, but I worked as a cameraman for Czech television before. And then I went to Australia and I started to work for SBS Czech.
So tell us a little bit more about the Czech program. What kind of topics were the Czech expats living in Australia interested in?
So the main idea was to give people living in Australia information about Australia, about Australian government, Australian law, Australian financial system and so on, in a language that they understand. This was the main idea. So we were broadcasting information about politics, culture, nature. And another thing was news and current affairs from the Czech Republic, because the community was really interested in news from their homeland. So these two were our two main areas of interest.
How frequently was the Czech program broadcast?
When I was there, it was once a week for 1 hour. So we were like one of the smallest programs.
So what did the program look like?
We had news, we had sport, we had an editorial. It was like my own view on current topics. We had current affairs and some commentary from the Czech Republic, like politics or culture or society, and also like our own features, our interviews.
And how many people were there on your team?
We were like three, one regular and some casuals, and we had two commentators from the Czech Republic.
So you were the regular person?
Yes.
Working both as a presenter?
Yeah, presenter and executive producer.
And what do you know about your listeners? Who are the people who are coming to Australia these days?
We had maybe three different groups. Old Czechoslovaks who came to Australia after 1948. Then a lot of people came after 1968, obviously. And then after 1989, when the Iron Curtain went down, when the borders opened, many Czech students and a little bit different type of people were coming to Australia, and some of them, they settled down there. So it's a pretty diverse community with quite old people and also pretty young, like students and workers just for holidays, these kind of people.
You actually interviewed many of those Czechs who settled in Australia and started a new life there. Can you mention at least some of them?
Yeah, there were many stories. Like, for example, the oldest living Australian Olympionik was a Czech or Czechoslovak. He competed in Cortina d'Ampezzo in 1954, if I'm right, and he was doing ski slalom. And in Australia, there is many Czech scientists as well, pretty high-profile scientists, and many Czech artists. For example, one artist of Czech background, she sculpted the Prime Minister's sculpture. So it's pretty interesting.
I imagine that when you went to Australia, you didn't really think about staying for such a long time. What made you stay for 6 years?
That's actually true. I wasn't planning to stay that long. But Australia is a very nice country. It's a lot of things to do there. And I was also planning a big trip, which I did. It was a motorcycle solo trip around Australia. So it took me 3 months and another few months of preparations. So that was like the cherry on top of my Australian cake.
What did you like about Australians and about the Australian way of living? How does it differ from life here in the Czech Republic?
I think Australians are very positive. I think that's like thing number one you notice when you come to Australia. Also, the country is called lucky country because I think they don't have problems with money. They have quite reasonable and fair incomes, and they have a lot of sun as well. So the country is really nice and really welcoming. And people also say it's a very rewarding country. So if you work hard, you can have a nice life.
And what are your plans for the future now that you have come back to your home country?
I would like to write a book about Australia and about my motorcycle adventure. And other than that, I would love to stay in touch with Australia.
So can you tell us a little bit more about the motorcycle adventure? How long did you have to prepare for it?
I basically had to just have a outlines of the trip. So I knew that it would take me 3 months. And then I had to prepare my motorcycle very well because it's quite hard trip. It's pretty tough, to be honest. So I had to prepare my motorcycle very well. And other than that, not much.
Can you describe the route that you took?
Yeah, I called it Around Uluru Trip the Coastal Way. It's a joke because there is no coastal way around Uluru other than the whole thing. So I took it counterclockwise from Sydney to Brisbane, to Cairns, to Cape York, which is a very wild area, and then to Darwin, Broome, Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne, and back to Sydney, which is as I said, 3 months and 27,000 kilometers.
So what kind of difficulties have you faced during your journey?
Oh, I had so many. Firstly, troubles with my motorcycle, and then some crocodiles and wild animals, and I hit a emu, this kind of big bird, you know. Many difficulties. And ants.
So mostly to do with wildlife.
Wildlife and the tough ride, I would say.
What about people that you met on your
way? I met so nice people. Just nice people. Very helpful. I received many beers and hugs.
And so you made it in the end.
I made it, yeah. The bike died one day after I made it. So I couldn't start my bike anymore. So I just made it.
Radio broadcaster Philip Kobeck there, talking to our own Ruth Frankova.